listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
It's the fourth Wednesday of the month, and we have a regular, of course, on the fourth Wednesday of every month, and that's Siri Services come in to tell us what they've been doing and what's going on and what's going to come into the future. It's my pleasure to introduce Amanda, but we'll call her Mandy, and she's down at Siri, and she's involved with the community hub down at Chirnside Park. Welcome, Mandy.
Thanks for having me back. Lovely to be here, Alan.
No worries. We, in fact, you're the last one we had because we didn't have Siri in December, and we rest this show for the whole of January. So you've done back that up two in a row.
I know. How lucky am I? Double shot.
They should pay you more for it.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Mandy, I guess everything's up and running again. The school's back, tell me how's it. Before we get on to some things, as we're coming out of COVID, is things starting to ease up for you, or what's going to be the score, particularly from the end of from Saturday onwards?
Yeah, so look, things have definitely picked up since last year. Obviously, we were in quite a few different lockdowns last year and we couldn't run certain programs. This year, the hub is back up and running in full force. So all of our programs are back, our classes are back, our schools are back, all of our training is back. So we've a hive of activity all the time, which is really fantastic. The energy within the community hubs and within all of our different services has been so fantastic.
So it's all
that we've missed.
Sorry, it's all face-to-face now? No more Zoom?
Yeah, we're all back to face-to-face. We have a couple of online courses, but they've always been online.
Yep.
Everyone's back in business and good to go for 2022.
Sounds good to me. It was great the way you all adapted last year, because let's face it, if you didn't, well, didn't happen. So it's great that you did. With the your visitors and that coming after Saturday, will they still need masks, or what's the score there? Do you know yet?
So we're still waiting on official confirmation, but our understanding at this point is that no masks won't be required. However, check-ins will be required at the hubs still, because we're in a hood house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. But Let's start to talk about Siri itself. We're up and running, and you've got this market coming up. Tell us a bit about it, when it is and where it is, please.
Yes, so last time I was telling you all about our Twilight Market at Christmas.
And how did that go?
It was fantastic. We had over 3,000 people attend. We had over 100 stalls and vendors. It was just wonderful to see that buzz in the community, and everybody was so happy to be out.
What they want.
Every man and literally his dog was at that market. So we're really hoping to recreate that vibe again for our upcoming market, which is our Siri Easter Market. And it's on Sunday the 27th of March. It starts at 9 o'clock and it goes right through till 2 o'clock. And we've got a pretty big focus on food trucks, on kids' entertainment, on fresh produce, on market stalls, on handcrafted items.
And coffee?
Yes, we actually have two coffee carts coming this time because we've got so many people. So, yeah, it's going to be big.
Oh, that's terrific. So are you looking for store holders as well, or you just want people to come on?
Yeah, we absolutely are. So at the moment, we've got around 75 stalls, but we'd like to increase that to around about 110, 120. So we're still looking for more food trucks. We're definitely looking for more kids' entertainment, produce. At the moment, we've set up a stage. So we'll have some singing on the stage. We've got a magician coming. We've got an animal demonstration. We've got a petting zoo.
An animal demonstration.
Yep, so we have a lovely lady from Jodie's Native Animals who comes and sets up her petting zoo, but she's also going to do a talk on some of her more interesting animals up on the stage at 11:30. So that'll be really exciting, right after our magician who's on at 11 o'clock.
Oh, terrific. A magician. Oh, yeah. How can you do better than have a magician?
I know. He's very talented and he's local too. So.
Is he?
We're very excited about it. And then we've at the Siri tent, which will be right near the stage, we're actually selling show bags. So that'll be really exciting too. We want to have a bit of a festival vibe. And, you know, we all missed out on the Melbourne show last year and then the Liddell show and other different, you know, general markets and things a lot of last year. So we're trying to bring that vibe back in a big way for 2022.
That sounds terrific. So it's the 27th of March. It's down at the Churnside Hub, obviously.
It's at the Churnside Hub.
Which is where?
So that's at 33 Kimberley Drive, Churnside Park.
Yep. And so it's between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m.?
Between 9 and 2. And we've got parking around the hub. We have disabled parking too. We also have access to Churnside Park Primary School car park. So shout out to them. And also the footy and the cricket club. Go Panthers. And
well, you're paying off all your debts, are you?
And street parking as well. So there's lots of options too. But also recommend you can carpool with a friend as well, and or you can walk down, ride your bike, you know, enjoy the day. We're hoping from the long-term forecast, it's looking quite good. But as you were just talking in the weather.
You never know.
Shower after shower after shower, who knows?
So are you going to have the, not the elusive, but the ever faithful barbecue there? Is there a barbecue there?
Oh, yeah. So our barbecue at the Twilight Market sold out by 7 o'clock.
True.
And so we had like 700 sausages gone within an hour and a half. So we're going to start off with bacon and egg rolls in the morning.
True.
And then firing up the barbie for sausages for lunch. So, yeah, pop down to the Siri tent for a delicious sausage and bread. They're so good.
That's terrific.
And we get our bread from Baker's Delight, so it's going to be delish.
Well, you're paying off all your debts here as you're going along, aren't you? You're dropping in all these names, so they should all give you more. Andy, apart from that, we were talking about you wanting more stalls. Are you looking for people who make it themselves? Or what sort of stalls are you actually looking for?
Well, it really depends. I think over COVID we've had quite a surge in people creating things from home and being a little bit more creative with how they make their money, because they've lost their jobs, or they're working from home, or they're needing hobbies at home because they couldn't go places. And so we've seen a lot of creative ways that people are making arts and crafts, making signage, plants, all sorts of things. So we welcome everybody and everything. We have a range of different stalls, from food stalls to kids products to beauty, body, candles, you name it, plant stalls, all different types of things. We even have a Tupperware consultant that comes. So
Jeez,
I would love to see some more products directed at men.
Yep.
So even if it's men's jewellery or...
Well, they don't want Tupperware.
No. Maybe for their lunchbox. Who knows?
Cut it out. So that's terrific. So, you know, if people are just trying to earn a dollar on the side and they make something, you're quite happy to have them along as well.
Absolutely. As long as they've got public liability insurance, which you can get specifically for market stalls, or you can get it as a small business as well, which just covers them and it covers us. Our outdoor stalls are only $25 each, Alan, which is...
That's cheap.
Very low price, particularly in the Yarra Ranges. And we kept those prices cheap from last year just so that we could help those local businesses get back on their feet for 2022.
Yeah, it's... I was up further up yesterday, and there's some businesses that are doing it really tough. They really are. It's been a really tough time. And they say, they'll make it up. But you never make up what you've lost. Once you've lost it, you know.
Yeah.
In business, so that's not good. All right, so we're looking for, first of all, people to come with their markets, to bring along their stalls, and away they go, and they can make a dollar on the side. And the other thing is to... We need people to put in their diaries the 27th of March between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. because you want to make it a big, big time. And I guess also I know some people give presents at Easter, so it's probably a good time to get some presents as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people are on health kicks this year. So rather than getting chocolate and candy, well, I'm not, but I know people who are, you could get a little crocheted egg or some fresh flowers or any type of thing that you could think of, like a little candle, a bath bomb, you name it. We've even got someone who's doing succulents with little tiny baby rabbits inside. They're gorgeous.
That'd be terrific.
Yeah, so we've got something for everybody. Plus, we've also got Mother's Day coming up in May. So
yeah, that's true.
Early, you can buy something beautiful for Mum or Grandma or Auntie, whoever.
And I bet the price, I mean, well, not that it's up to you either, but I bet the prices aren't all that expensive either.
They're really not. And a lot of our market stall holders felt like they made a really good profit at Christmas. So we're really hoping to be able to get that for them again, because for a lot of people, it's their livelihood.
All right, Amanda, we're just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Sure.
Station sponsor, the Alpine Retreat Hotel in Warburton, is back. Always open 7 days for lunch and dinner. It's a great place to spend time with friends and celebrate birthdays. Enjoy the roaring fire with scrumptious food and wine at the family-friendly Alpine Retreat Hotel. See the extensive Parmigiana menu and other specialties at alpineretreat.com.au. The Alpine team looks forward to serving you at 3340 Warby Highway, Warburton, where they're always open for lunch and dinner.
Come and join us back on track. The Healesville Greyhound Racing Club is now open to the public and we're looking forward to welcoming
you. Welcome back to Community Connections, and I have with me Siri, as they always are on the fourth Wednesday of the month. I can't believe February's gone already, so anyway, life moves on. Sorry?
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's going silly. Life. Anyway, that's life. Now, you've got another trivia night coming up.
Yeah, so last year we postponed our trivia night a few times, and then it just got to the point where we realised it really wasn't going to be able to happen, because getting, you know, 150 people inside a space at one time just wasn't, you know, likely.
Yep.
So we've brought it back for 2022, and it'll be our second annual Siri Trivia Night. We're having it on Saturday the 4th of June. Saturday the 4th. Put that in your diary, Alan. So 7 o'clock for a 7:30 start, and it goes till 11. So this one's for adults only. So kids, stay home for this one. Yeah. And you can bring your own nibblies. You can bring your own alcohol, responsibly, of course.
Yes.
And the tickets are really reasonably priced. So they're $20 a ticket per person.
That's true.
Or you can buy a full table for $150, which will fit up to 8 people. So you can get your friends together, get your colleagues together, family, you name it. If you want to dress up for a theme, you can dress up if you want to. Get your trivia name ready to go and test your skills and your brain.
Now, you've been very good. You've told us all about the cost. You've told us what it's all about, but you haven't told us where it is.
It's actually being held at Mount Lillardale Mercy College.
Ah, right.
So in their huge auditorium, it's a lovely space. I don't know if you've been there, but it's just gorgeous. So they're very kindly donating that space to us, which is just lovely.
Terrific. So whereabouts is that?
So it's in Lillardale on, I believe it's on Anderson Street from memory. But all of our information's on our website, and you can buy your tickets from TriBooking as well. And then, of course, if you follow our social media, you'll be able to keep up with the info there too. So
your social media is?
It's Siri Community Hubs.
C-I-R-E. We've got to keep mentioning that.
C-I-R-E, Siri, yes. Yep. People do mistake it for Sire. Oh, there's been a few different ways, but yes, Siri with C-I-R-E.
Yep.
If you can check us out on Facebook. We're updating every day. We've got different things happening at the hubs, at the schools, in early learning, everywhere. And a lot of our different business departments have their own Facebook too, so you can get a bit more of a glimpse of what's happening. Our trivia night, we're really excited. We are currently accepting donations. If there are any small businesses out there who want to get a little bit more of exposure or who would like to donate to the cause.
Are you looking for prizes or money?
Prizes. Yeah, we're looking for prizes, although we'll take money too, let's be honest. It's all going back into the community. Why not?
Sounds fair.
So if there's anyone out there, please feel free to contact us at the Churnside Park Community Hub and we can make it happen and ensure that you're known as a sponsor on the night.
And put it in your diaries now, Saturday the 4th of June.
Yeah, put it in the diary.
Now, let's talk about your training, because that's what Siri's all about. Apart from having the market to raise some money and the trivia night to have some fun, Siri is not all about training. You've got heaps of different programs, but tell us about what's going on with the training, please.
Well, we've got some pretty good stuff going this year. We actually, our Siri Community School opened a brand new campus in Lillardale.
Whereabouts in Lillardale?
It's on the corner of John Street, right opposite the Bunnings warehouse. It used to be
the Ford dealer.
Yes.
It used to be the Ford dealer. Yep. Know the spot.
Yep, that's exactly right. So it's an expansion of our Mount Evelyn campus, and it's right near the train station. So it's really accessible for people in the Yarra Ranges to come to school. They can catch public transport and walk down to campus, and then they can go and spend their lunch break at the little cafes and takeaway shops in the local area, boost some business.
We need to just explain a little bit more about what the Siri School's about, because it's not a normal, it's not a mainstream school, is it?
It's not a mainstream school, no. It's tailored more towards individual learning for those who might not feel comfortable specifically in a whole classroom environment, or might struggle with different social anxieties, or just prefer more of a hands-on approach. So it's definitely for, you know, those who sort of are outside of your usual, you know, classroom environment.
And it's not quite the same as the 5 day a week at the other schools. You can accommodate people who are coming back in and can't come from nothing to 5 days a week, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. We also offer VET, and we also offer, you know, individual learning plans. So every single person that attends the school has their own individual learning plan, and they all learn differently. And whether or not that means they do come to school 4 days a week, or whether that means they combine it with some things online or with another course or a VET program, we accommodate those needs within everybody. So everyone's different. So Siri works really well in that sense. We've got our Cert 3 in early childhood education and care, which is really exciting for 2022. And then we've also got our Cert 3 in individual support, which is aged care. And we're accepting students right through March.
We're listening now. We've got a mum or dad, or often grandparents, that say, yep, this school or some of those programs might just suit my little Johnny. So how do they, particularly with a school, what would they do next?
So what they can do is, if they're great with technology, they can jump onto our website, siri.org.au, and fill out a request form for an expression of interest. Yep. And then we'll get back to you and have that phone call and see, what are you looking for? What do you need? Although, you know, if it is a grandma or a grandpa or someone who's not necessarily, you know, big on technology, then they can just pop into one of our hubs or to our Lilita office and pick up our course guide, and we can then walk you through the process in person as well.
Yeah.
So we've got our Cert 3 in early childhood education and care. We've got our Cert 3 in individual support for aged care.
Can I just mention on the aged care? I don't want to cut across you. But from what I've been reading, there are plenty of jobs in aged care. So if they do the certificate, they're going to get a job, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not just aged care. It's also childcare at the moment. You know, with this pandemic, because our borders are closed to a lot of international students and people wanting to take jobs, we've lost people in hospitality, we've lost people in childcare, we've lost people in aged care, and even in education as well. It's been really difficult. We have three different OSH programs, so before and after school care programs, in Badger Creek, Wurrialik and Yarra Junction, who are just screening for educators because there aren't enough people. So if you know anyone that wants to apply for a job to do before and after school care, hit us up, because we're always looking for staff. Even in our childcare, we're looking for staff constantly. So I think if someone was to do the Cert 3 in aged care or childcare, even our Cert 4 in educational support for teachers' aides, there are definitely jobs in those industries right now. And we also have our online Diploma of Community Services at the moment too, which is a really good course because it's so varied. You can get jobs in aged care, you can get jobs in a community centre, you can get jobs in child protection, and it's online, so you don't have that face-to-face contact if you prefer to be on your own, but you can create that study group with people that you meet.
And It's not one of those courses that you read about in the paper where, you know, the organisation takes your money and at the end of the day there's nothing. A, Syria been around a long while.
No,
Syria been around a long while.
Laptop and then they charge you 10 grand. No, it's not a scam.
No, but the point I was trying to get at, Syria have got back it up with their own, that they've been around for a long while. But secondly, there are... By reading the paper, there are plenty of jobs particularly in aged care and childcare. That's just, you could almost get a job as soon as you finished your course if you're any good, couldn't you?
For sure. And actually, they do take applicants whilst you're studying as well. So you don't even have to have finished your course. If you can do apprenticeships, you can do traineeships, but they're also accepting people who are currently studying. So once you're enrolled and you're currently studying, then you can look at getting a job. But we also have our job ready skills programs too. So we've got RSA and white card, food handling, first aid. We've got our tech hub, all of those little courses that can get you on your way to getting a job. And there are so many more jobs out there right now than there has been in a very long time. So it's a good time to brush up on those skills.
Particularly in the food industry, I was out and about yesterday, and every coffee shop, every restaurant has got signs up, we're hiring, and almost pleading with you to apply for their job.
100%. And if they're not putting up those signs, then there's two or three people following around a waiter or a waitress because they're learning on the job because they're brand new. So people do need to be patient at the moment when they're going and having their coffee or having their breakfast or lunch on a Sunday, because people are training and they're new and it's a bit of a difficult time for the industry, really. So we've got to go out there and support.
Yeah, I think this program you're going to talk about now is a terrific idea. And I know it was down in Moorabark for a while, and now I think it's up in Yarra Junction, or we've got the two spots, or...
Yeah, so we've got our first Impressions Clothing Exchange, our FICE stores. We've got one in Moorabark, which is at the Moorabark Terrace.
Yep.
And then we've just opened up the Yarra Ranges First Impressions Clothing Exchange. And you know which one it is because it's the only shop in the entire strip with a hot pink door.
This is at Yarra Junction, isn't it?
At Yarra Junction, yep. So it's connected to our Yarra Junction community hub.
Yep.
And so, you know, when we have our monthly community meals down at Yarra Junction, which we do each month at both Yarra Junction and Chernside, you can go and have a nice hot lunch and then do a spot of shopping. And
need to explain. I know what it is, and I think it's terrific, but for the particularly ladies who might be listening, let's tell us what it's about. Yep.
So the community gives us donations for women's clothing to assist women to get back into the workplace, to go on job interviews, to... even if they want to hire formal outfits for events and things like that. So it's secondhand clothing, but for women, and it's of a particular type of quality. So it's not items that you would generally find in an op shop. They're specifically picked out so that we can help women be successful and empower women to return to work. And so we not only do that, but we also help with resume writing, job skills. You can volunteer in one of the shops and build up confidence and gain some skills on, you know, front-facing customer service and things like that as well.
And one of the things, we say it shouldn't happen and it shouldn't, but if a lady, and she might not have been in the workforce, some of them have been out for 20, 25 years, and all of a sudden, because of COVID, and the husband might have lost a job or the partner's lost a job or whatever, they need to find their way back in. And bosses do judge. If one walks in looking fairly bedraggled and the next lady walks in looking really nice, no matter what we say, they do pass judgment, don't they?
Oh, 100%. Appearance definitely counts. You've got to put your best foot forward, and that's how we support women to be able to do that, because you're right, Alan, women are going back into the workforce more than ever before. You know, a lot of families have to become two-income households, or partners aren't able to work due to COVID. We've had a lot of families within our community where a husband might be working in manufacturing or warehousing, and a lot of their trade comes from overseas, and so jobs have ceased, and so women are having to get those resumes out and get back into the workforce. But also, women have realised being at home 24/7 with your family is not
a lot of fun.
And so getting out and doing something for themselves and making a bit of money for themselves and all of those different types of things, having adult communication. So that's what our First Impressions Clothing Exchange is really about, is supporting and empowering women. And last week we had our second birthday for Moorbark, and we had a Indian Panther Day. It was so exciting. We had a lot of locals come in. We had Reiki and massages. We had doTERRA oils. We had all different types of conversations. And we had a lady from the pole room come. She's an entrepreneur. She's fantastic. Started from the bottom, made her way up. And she gave a talk and was just so inspirational. And the feedback has been wholly positive. So we're already getting ready for next year. We're pretty excited.
Well, and the other thing too, look, we skipped over it pretty quick because a lady who's not been in the workforce for 25 years, I mean, some of them, they might not have had a CV and this idea of having to present a CV, and they don't know where to start. But if they go to First Impressions, they're going to get the help there they need, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So even if you've got no work history or minimal work history, or you don't remember, you know, dates and times, we can definitely help you out with that. And we can also point you in the right direction to get further assistance if it's required to. And of course, you know, if you do volunteer your time in one of the FICE shops, then that can be put on your resume as a reference too. So, yeah.
And again, it's while it shouldn't, someone turns up with a few details on a scrappy bit of paper and someone else comes in with a professional CV, they're still going to be judged, aren't they?
Oh, 100%, especially at a time now where there are so many people looking for work and applying for jobs. Your resume needs to stand out and you need to stand out.
Mandy, unfortunately, our hour's nearly gone. There are a couple of things you want to say and then you're going to give us all the details so we can find out more.
Yeah, I want to tell you about our new program starting for next term, because they're directed at people in our local community who might want to get a little bit more fit now that we're out and about. So we've got
we'll put weight on.
Oh, tell me about it. You don't want to know. Well, we've got a Pilates class starting at the Chernside Park Hub. So 7:45 if you're an early bird on a Monday morning. Or 3:30 for an afternoon session on a Tuesday.
Oh, that's a much better time.
Yeah, and that one's directed at over 55, so it's a lot gentler, it's better on the body, it's stretching and toning rather than really going in on your core.
I don't like the way you're looking at me when you say that.
Don't be silly, you're fine. We also have something that you might enjoy even more. It's called No Lycra, No Lights, and it's 7:00 on a Monday night starting in term two. Basically, everyone's there in the dark. You dance the night away. No one's looking at you. No one's seeing you huffing and puffing or sweating. You just dance how you want to dance, and they just play really good quality music. So that's going to be really good fun.
That sounds terrific, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. And then, of course, our Fit for Life is back for 2022. So that's on Fridays with an exercise physiologist, and it's $7 at 11 a.m. And then once a month, that leads into our community meal. So I was saying earlier that we have our community meals in Yarra Junction, which is on the first Thursday of the month, and in Chernside Park, the first Friday of the month. It's a gold coin donation and you get a hot dinner and Mars bar slice. That's our tradition. So you can do Fit for Life and get all exercised up and then go crazy with lunch this month.
And then go and put your weight on.
Well, on the 4th of March, it's Greek week. So we're going to be doing moussaka and spanakopita. So, yeah, you're going to need to do exercise first to get that weight off.
And after.
Have a bit of Greek food.
And after. Mandy, time's running out. All right, you've got us all excited. What are we going to do now? How are we going to find out more?
So what I want you to do is I want you to go to our website.
All right, well, their website is CIRE, C-I-R-E Services. They've got a website. They've also got a Facebook page, and all those have got some directions as to where you can go more about it.